Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Brown and Crouppen Morning After on KPNTFM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, the Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
707 in St. Louis, you are listening to TMA presented to you by Brown and Crouppen. Welcome, friends, to the Munganess St. Louis Acura. Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton, Toyota, 7 o'clock hour. Timothy Michael McCartan, Douglas Selvin Vaughn, Kenneth Iggy Strode, the Plowhawk, and Action Jackson with you on a program that needs you to call in. And the Callier and Thompson phone line, 636-9004. TMA, text in to the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox, JeffLottmann.com. Yeah, 314-881-TM85, an email in. Just to get some work in, because Blueberry Pop Pop has won the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day, but might give you a chance to see how you compare. It's kind of like getting in there and getting a chance to face, who's the best pitcher? Garrett Cole when his elbow isn't hurt. Spencer Strider. Healthy,
I guess.
Well, that's Blueberry Pop Pop, who has won the month of March already. The Morning After at InsideSTL.com. Doug, I mean, the lead, where are you going? The Blues win in Minnesota. Yeah. Illinois is in the Sweet 16.
Sure.
The Doggies have to battle for yet another draw, but alas, battle they do, despite some questionable officiating at City Park. You talk about Paul Goldschmidt hitting 200 in spring training as the Cardinals.
116.
Give or take.
Are they doing okay?
Heading to Arizona before they head to Los Angeles for the opener on Thursday. Ella Reese dyed her hair. She's a brunette now.
That's not it.
That's my vote.
It's the start of the baseball season this week for the Redbirds. Blues, biggest game of the year tonight. Absolutely have to win this.
I agree with that. I agree with said take.
If they lose to Vegas, I don't think they can recover. They'd be six out, and Vegas would have a game in hand, and I think that'd be probably the end of their playoff hopes. So I guess maybe that's the lead.
Wow.
Blues with the biggest game of the year.
How about that?
But we just pretty much covered it right there.
Well, they have a 6% chance of making the playoffs per your friends at Money Puck, 6.6% to be exact, 1% to make the second round. In VGK, how about this, 88.6% chance of making the playoffs. Yeah. What's that about?
I don't know. I don't care for it. That could change drastically with the Blues win tonight.
To their credit, they've been on a heater ever since they were really just dead in Boston 2 weeks ago tonight. And they've only lost to one of the best teams in the game in Colorado. And in that case, they were there to win that thing last week. They got it with Jordan Kyrou. One out of every five games, Doug. So if you can time it out perfectly, bet his player props in four games because Jordan Kyrou had himself a Jim Dandy. He also had a good game in Ottawa. But a hat trick for Kyrou. The Blues win in overtime and beat the Wild in what was also a must-win game on Saturday.
He looked like Mario Lemieux Saturday. He was clearly the best player on the ice. He was all over the place. They double-shifted him at some point. Shot the puck instead of dipsy-doodle and passed it around. And he's a difference-maker when he really wants to play. When he dials it up like he did on Saturday, he can make a big difference. And he did. He won that game for him. He's got to keep it going tonight, though.
Also an illustration, I think, of how well Binnington is playing and how, in that case, a guy who is one of the greats, Marc-Andre Fleury, Kyrou's second goal, I think. Maybe it was his third goal. From the blue line. That's a puck that at this moment, I think Jordan Binnington stops and it gets past Fleury. Huge moment in the game. And then when Saad beats Fleury, he kind of does a little tribute to Ed Belfort. Was that 93?
Mm-hmm. I don't know the 92? Years, Tim. I don't know all the years, Tim.
When the Blues swept the Blackhawks and Ed Belfort has started chopping wood on the goalposts.
He did. Broke his stick. That was one of the most memorable moments in the history of that building, I think.
The old barn. Yeah. Which you speak.
It wasn't as good as a Monday Night Miracle, but it's probably top five. At least in my mind, it was.
Here is Brandon Saad on his game winner over the Wild in a must-win.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Capping it up the middle to Saad. Poked away. Falk trying to chase after it. He's got Boldy on him. He's going to play it back to Binnington, and Bennington's going to cover the puck up and then flip it over to Falk.
It was a cover, then he played it. Heck of a play there to deny Boldy.
Capping it inside. Saad to the goal. Score! Bring out the Zamboni! Brandon Saad, the hero in overtime! 5-4 win for the Blues!
Oh, how do you do?
Well, thank you, Saadzy.
Couple opportunities for the Wild at the other end of the ice, but the Blues and Binnington are able to stop them. Saad comes down, and how do you do? There it is, two more points. And so as things stand for what you call the biggest game in the history of the organization?
Well, not that, no. The biggest game this year.
Against VGK, the Blues trail the Golden Knights by 4 points. You can close that to 2 with a win tonight. For the record, Vegas then heads for a back-to-back in Nashville, and the Nashville Predators are about 2.5 months away from lifting their first Stanley Cup.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. Well, they might.
Can't be stopped.
Well, so VGK could take a loss tonight and a loss in Nashville.
How do you do?
The Blues will be right there. If we can just get hot, we can win this baby.
Nice.
Got to stay hot. Going to have to win most of them the rest of the way.
What if Kyrou decides to play?
Yeah, they're a different team. Yeah. He can be.
He was behind the net for one of those. He doesn't usually do that.
No. He can be their most dynamic offensive player when he really gets
it going. Of course, nobody's faster for the Blues.
Yeah.
As it sits, for the record, VGK is at 83 points. The Blues at 79 points. Vegas has played 70. The Blues have played 71. As far as catching the Kings or the Predators, at this point, it would be highly unlikely. The Blues are 9 points back of the Predators. Both have played 71, and they're 6 points back of the Kings. The Wild are 2 points back of the Blues. They've both played 71 games. And for the record, the Wild play the Golden Knights twice. Blues play them once. Blues have some butt-asses coming, too. There's some butt-asses coming.
We like the butt-asses.
Yeah. Flames on Thursday. Plowhawk will be in attendance. And then you'll get some Sharks. There's some butt-asses. Don't get me wrong. There's some good teams. The Oilers will be in here a week from tonight. But homestand, starting, golden opportunity. Doug, let's get this one tonight. What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know if I should watch that or The Bachelor. This could be the final episode of The Bachelor, so that'll be a tough decision.
Like getting rid of the
decision.
Show?
No, it's just the last week of this episode, of this season.
Oh, is that right?
Like
She's
down to the final two.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is everybody there for the right reasons?
I think so, yeah. One girl that I thought was going to win left for the right reasons. She was the most beautiful and the most likable.
Nipple rings?
They didn't get around to that. But she said she was 30 or 31 and wanted to have children immediately and was having trouble, thought she was going to have trouble conceiving, wanted to get married immediately and have kids, and he wasn't sure about that, so she left. So I guess
you know
that was
how emotional it is when a girl gives a guy a first impression rose?
Yeah. So I thought Lexi would win the whole thing, but she left. She left.
Deep intellectual things are just my jam.
How does that make you feel?
Well, yeah, it's emotional for me. I feel
like
vulnerable.
My tattoo says you can't love someone else until you truly love yourself.
Okay. That's, That's all they keep saying is, I want to be vulnerable. What the hell's that mean?
That opens up the gay pole, right? I mean,
I don't think that's what it means.
It's 100% what I interpret.
So I guess I watched the Blues game and taped The Bachelor?
You know, gosh. I used to watch it about 10, 15 years ago, and I love the first parent meet. Mm-hmm. Do they still do that?
Oh, yeah.
They
go home visits.
Home visits.
And every now and then you get a Hoosier gentleman in there.
Isn't a double-eyed.
Throw a monkey wrench in
there. Serving up a pot roast.
I bet that probably is eye-opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As often as not, the family seem to be really nice in these very nice homes. I don't know if they scout them out before. That's how they pick them. Or if they put them in different houses for the home visits. Or if they all just seem to be quite well-heeled. But every now and then, a Hoosier daddy will get in there.
They need more of that, right? Like a little bit more the home visit turn into like their own drama.
Mm-hmm. But it's heartbreaking to see some girl that's, you know, he really likes and is very likable and beautiful and says all the right things. Then you go home and their family's a mess and he drops her because of that. Nobody wants to see that.
Now, if I was directing this thing, I would have it set up where you go and meet the parents, and then you find out the guy goes out to the car and it's come in, the dad's sleeping with the girl.
What?
So a porn.
Sleeping with his daughter?
No. Say it's the guy's parents, and he takes her to the parents' house.
So his dad.
Okay, you're talking about Bachelorette now.
I don't know what I'm talking about. But just have the dad.
I like the honesty there.
Have the dad sleep with the date and just have a whole thing going on.
Well, that would throw a whole
I thought it was always the ex-girlfriend that he dated for a while, you know, his high school sweetheart would show up and, you know, throwing her hat in the ring, and that would be some drama.
There have been some episodes where they've decided that or learned that one of the contestants has a steady girlfriend or is living with someone else and still on the show.
Is that the right reasons?
That's not being there for the right reasons, no.
Tim, being vulnerable 100% means giving up that birthday hole.
I don't know.
That's from Scott's wrinkled ball sack, but not his wife.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to be vulnerable. That's
and
what they keep
we're
saying.
Off with the creepy train. All aboard! That's from Mayor Don. Dynamite contribution boots. That's from Pig of the Coal Mine. You don't have to talk. Worth him.
Hey.
That's some Vince Vaughn's entrails.
Oh. First words of the day. That's too much.
Oh.
Doug, the Plowhawk will be at the Blues game monitoring it for us on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How'd you get these all-inclusives?
But then ILL will play tip-off at 10:10 in Boston, 9:10 in St. Louis. It's perfect.
I mean,
you get to see most of the Blues game.
It does work out in terms of going to the Blues game, being able to enjoy that, and also being able to stay up to midnight, 1 a.m. watching my college basketball team hopefully win. It's insane. 9:09 tip-off, Central.
So it'll be over about 11:15, right?
It just depends on how many.
Over.
Yeah, it's
all day.
Because it's not going to start at 9:09, I don't think. Be 9:15, 9:20 by the time they do the pregame and get the starting lineup, get the first two commercial break before the game even starts in.
Well, can you watch on your phone on the drive home and then get there at home in time for the second half? Is that good enough?
No, I'm going to record it and watch it all the way through. I'm going to turn off my phone.
Oh, wow.
Game.
Bold.
I have to. It's just, you know, I don't want to come out, you know, halfway through the first or almost to the second half. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be able to watch the whole momentum swings. And
this Iowa State's a snootful.
Number
You're
one
a
offense.
2-point underdog.
Number one defense. Who's the 2-point underdog?
ILL.
Makes sense. I thought it'd be kind of even.
Iowa State just gobsmacked Houston.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. I think Terrence Shannon probably playing the best outside of Zach Edey in the tournament, so.
Now, you said Zach Edey ruined college basketball.
He has. If you watch Utah State, I'm probably the better of the Zach Edey games. I didn't see anything too egregious. And Utah State was just hacking Central, so there wasn't any questionable calls. I still don't like watching him play. But, yeah, I still think that he's ruined college basketball. Last game,
you think
wasn't
there's no place for
terrible.
A big man in basketball?
I just don't like the over. They should change the over-the-back rule for a guy that he has a 20-foot wingspan.
Well, that's what's the advantage of being tall. That's why you want tall players.
I saw that Painter came out post-game and said he's not just a tall player. He'd be good as a normal-sized player. And I'm thinking, how?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
How can you stand on that?
He didn't really say that. That's not what he said.
Uh-oh.
He didn't say that he would be...
checking us, Doug. That's no good.
He didn't say that he would be good as just a normally-sized player. He just said he has a lot more skill just because he's tall. You're not wrong that he was going up against people. But I don't think he said that he would be good if he was just...
I think he was defending that he's not just a tall player, but he is. I mean, if he was even
tall.
7 foot or 6'11", he's...
He was pushing back on people saying he is just tall. That's what he was doing.
He's got soft hands. He's got a good free throw shot.
The turnaround, his little hook is super effective. Yeah. I mean, that is the most impossible shot to ever.
But just to get on him because he's tall, I mean, they said the same thing about Wilt Chamberlain.
I don't like the slowdown of it. Doug, this is just a hyperbole.
They said the same thing about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We got to change the rules. He's too tall.
Doug, this is a Bill Russell overrated take. This is simply just how I feel, and it probably is wrong. But watching college basketball all weekend, and then watching a Zach Edey game, it's just not fun to watch. And that's, again, just my preference. I do think he's ruined it for me. But he is skilled. I think that's what pisses me off, is he's definitely more than just tall.
Mm. Huh.
But Illinois, yeah, can't wait for that tips off.
I never thought in a discussion about basketball we'd be down on people because they're tall.
I like it.
I think it changes the pace of the play. It just... Other teams, it's just there's no real advantage. Or, like, it's just not even. It's just absolutely. Utah State couldn't do anything.
That's been the basketball down through history. It's
there's been
way.
No 7'4 skilled dudes like that.
There
it's
have
hard
been.
It's hard to call against guys like that. If you watch Zach Edey all year, you'll understand.
How tall was Ralph Sampson? He was close to 7'4.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Who?
Ralph Sampson.
Who?
Oh, I think you said Rob. Ralph Sampson.
His brother.
Virginia, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, who?
Shaq is, what, 7'1 or so?
Jackson, you still like your Tennessee pick, or are you taking ILL?
I'm still rocking with the Volunteers.
Still rocking with the Volunteers, Doug. They had to negotiate against the Longhorns.
Yeah.
But hook them. SEC on SEC crime. meanwhile, the Big East only got 3 teams in this tournament, and they're 6-0 in this tournament. And doing it in impressive fashion. UConn did some skull effing yesterday. Marquette has won their tournament game as well. But Seton Hall, St. John's, and Providence all were left out. Danny Hurley is a guy who's kind of starting to get. I wonder if we're about to witness a UConn dynasty, because Danny Hurley has a lot of Nick Saban. No matter what happens, he's not happy about something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After they won yesterday, he was not happy about this.
Dan Hurley is the king of superstition, especially on game day. He has to have 8 M&Ms before every game. He has to have a cup of bulletproof coffee on the sidelines at all times. And do not knock it over. And he has to wear the same suit and socks and shoes. And yes, the same red dragon.
That's on me. I apologize. Anyway, he was complaining that the Big East only got 3 teams in, and the Big East is 6-0, and then pointed out that the Big 12 is fumble-effing around. And the Mountain West, I didn't realize this, that the Mountain West got... Jackson, I feel like you're going to be my go-to on the data. Mountain West had a large number of teams.
I think
in,
like 6 or 7 teams.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
And the Mountain West hasn't really done all that well in this tournament.
No. And the poor Missouri Valley still only gets 1 team in, even if another one has 28
wins.
Anybody
outside of St. Louis, people, we're talking about that.
No, but I am, because I think Illinois State's pretty good.
I know, but it's a March tradition for St. Louis sports media to complain about the Missouri Valley being left out. What's that?
The SEC hasn't really done anything, have they?
SEC has 2 teams?
They got 2 in the Sweet 16.
One team left.
Alabama and Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Bam and Tennessee.
But they had like 4 or 5 bounced in the first round.
Yeah. A&M lost last night. I was watching that. That's what kept me up late last night.
It was a great game.
It was a great game. Down, 10?
Yeah.
With 1:17 left?
Yeah, down 8, I think, with like 1 minute left, and made that comeback. I mean, unbelievable with 1 second left to knock down that 3 to force overtime. That was crazy.
Doug, take a listen to the call right here.
All right.
Is this Spiro?
I don't know who it is. Agnew?
I think so.
For the inbounder, looking to bounce, Garcia. Oh, we are tied! Anderson Garcia, dream maker. And we are headed to overtime.
But alas, Houston was able to get... It's so important. If you're the team that's on the receiving end of an overtime-forcing dagger, that you get that first basket, Houston gets the three, and A&M was never really able to recover in that overtime. So Houston advances. And this is the first time, Jackson, in a long time, or it hasn't happened all that often, where both 1-2 seeds from all four regions are going to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, it's been a minute. But
you like that, Doug?
No, I don't like that.
Illinois was a 2 seed?
No, they're 3.
3.
Yeah, there's the Cinderellas have kind of come from... Well, I mean, the Cinderellas are kind of out now. Like, I don't know who even would be the biggest Cinderella left.
I think Oakland's got to be kicking themselves.
Oh, they had... Oh, man. Dropping the ball there right before.
They did. OT. And there was a poor kid. I feel badly for him because, you know, a week ago, nobody even knew who he was. And even now, I'm sure most people, and it wasn't Matthew Perry... it was a different kid. God almighty. The moment got too big for him.
Is it Townsend, maybe?
Lehman. I think that was his name.
And the Golkey, too, right?
Golkey was outstanding, and so was Townsend. But, yeah, I was watching back and forth. There was so much going on Saturday night. NC State and Oakland, and they had, 8 seconds left? Or no, 12 seconds left to get a final shot off. Tie game. They're not even able to get a shot off. That was the one. That would have been the first 14 seed, Doug, since 1997. You know who it was in 1997?
Can I have initials, please?
UTC.
UTC, the University of Texas at Sagamore.
That's an
University of Tennessee at Secaucus.
Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Secaucus.
Rutgers.
And it was one of those.
But instead, it's NC State. That's a team that's on a heater, and they'll take on Shaka Smart. And the winner of that gets Houston or Duke. And so really a kind of a no-lose situation if you're the tournament to have one of those four teams in that regional. That would be the regional that would take on the team that I picked pre-tournament solely based on Virginia lost in the first round to a 16 seed and came back and won the national championship the next year. So therefore, the research I do is Purdue did the same thing last year, so they'll do it this year as a 1 seed. They play Gonzaga, and the winner of that gets the winner of Creighton and Jackson's team, Wick Bonds in Tennessee. Now, Bill Self had some endearing comments after his team lost by 21 points to Gonzaga on Saturday. I actually, when I was watching this, I thought it might have been AI altered. And then I looked at the account I saw it on, and I'm like, I think this is real. I'm just really surprised he said this. Here is what Bill Self had to say following the loss to Gonzaga on Saturday.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
You already feel like I got to start thinking about next season, or you got to absorb this for a little while.
Well, I think for the last month, I've been thinking about next season, to be honest. Not in the moments during the game, but, obviously we played, we had 8 guys on scholarship, and we play, I mean, that were healthy there late, and, you know, injuries are part of the game, so that's not an excuse, but we could have done a much better job as a staff putting more guys out there that we could play. And so that's something that I've thought about for a long time.
Yeah, how about that? How would you like that? Like, imagine that were, like, imagine Underwood said that.
Oh, I'd be furious.
I mean, I realize you'd have to win a game in the SEC this year for Dennis Gates to likely say it. But, yeah, I mean, I have no love one way or the other for Rock Chalk Jayhawk. But, God, if I were a Kansas fan, I'd be like, what the hell's he talking about?
It's kind of a basic fundamental. If we just had more good players, we'd have been better.
But that he had been thinking about next season for the last month.
Yeah. I like how he said, but not during the games.
Yeah, well, I figured you were coaching like those games.
He clearly said that. I was like, ooh, I am out in front of my skis on this one.
I guess that's, back a little. That was his way of saying, I knew we weren't going to win it this year. I'm thinking, what do we got to do to get there next year?
But they got housed.
Yeah.
Gonzaga's really good.
They are.
You think Gonzaga's going to knock off Purdue and the Plowhawks guy?
The Purdue thing is so tough because it's how teams handle Edie. Like, last year, Fairleigh Dickinson did a great job with zoning Purdue, which is like, we'll let him kill us with a 3, but we'll absolutely hound Edie if he gets in the middle. But it's hard to rebound against in a zone, so... It's tough, man. When you got a guy like him, he's a real X factor.
He's impossible to guard, and, like, rebounding is absolutely impossible task. You almost have to box him out of, like, the ball. Like, you almost have to get him out, like, closer to the wing.
Well, somehow. Ideally you get him in foul trouble, but it's hard to attack him. He's very, very good.
They don't call fouls on him too much anyway.
On the other side of the bracket, North Carolina will take on Alabama as the chalk holds on the top of the bracket in the West. And then at the bottom of the bracket, Arizona, after losing in the first round last year, Doug, they will take on Clemson. And the winner of that will go up against the Tar Heels or Roll Tide. And then you get to ILL. They would have to go up against Danny Hurley and his underwear. Or San Diego State, a team that just goes to Final Fours, if they can get past the two-point favorite Iowa State Cyclones. Hard to believe that it's been going back to the D. Brown era for Illinois to be in a Sweet 16. Brad Underwood's thoughts on that following the win against Duquesne.
I think the program...
What was the music for?
It sounded haunting.
There's like two things playing at once.
Doug, was that hauntingly
beautiful? Was. I'm scared.
That was scary and terrible.
I think for the program's sake, it's mind-blowing to me. And I think there's frustration that we had a one seed and got upset in this very game. But this program's elite. And to not be there in 18 or 19 years, to me, that's more mind-numbing. We had tough draws and a couple injuries and you get beat, and that's the beauty of March Madness. But it feels good to be advancing with this group. I've said all along, this is one of my favorite teams to coach, if not the favorite. So, yeah, on to Boston.
There you go.
Okay.
Love that guy.
10-10 tip on Thursday night if you're in Boston.
You like your coach.
Yeah, he's – I understand why not a lot of players want to play for him.
Why?
I mean, he's very in your face. I mean, once you get on his good side, you could do whatever you want on the court, like Terrence Shannon. But look at how many players have transferred out of there, young guards, Sky Clark being one of them. He's transferring out of Louisville again. I mean, his coaching style takes a beat on you because the kids are told and coddled that you're the best player in the country their entire lives, and you go somewhere and you're the eighth guy off the bench getting yelled at and screamed at on a Tuesday morning. I mean, it's just a different animal. So he's not necessarily the most lovable guy at first. He's a worker, and you got to earn your spot.
Real old school coach.
Yeah, and I love that, but I again understand why 18-year-old kids don't want to.
He even looks like somebody that would have been coaching in the 1950s or 60s, doesn't he?
Yeah, he got some fire in him for sure, but I love him as a coach. Mm-hmm. He's certainly worth the money.
I'll give him a theme song to play. Get on that bus and hit the Dropkick Murphys. Shuffle off to Boston. Or ship us off to Boston.
Oh, nice.
You maybe shuffle off that to Buffalo.
Well, to Buffalo.
But the song is shipping off to Boston.
I think it's shipping up, isn't it?
Doug from The Departed, 2006.
I don't know the years.
That song banged, though, during that movie. Man.
Is this the same Plowsy that said they'd get bounced in the first round? Check the fan page. That's from Mr. Licks. Doug, check the fan
page.
I'm
not going to.
Yeah, I said it was a Heat of the Passion post. I mean, I ate crow, and here I am.
Yeah.
Guys, Illinois fans are delusional. That's from Sniffing Holes.
Iowa is playing great ball right now.
I can't tell if the guy's in Missouri. I don't know.
Sniffing Holes, Doug. Sniffing Holes in Missouri?
I don't know where he's from.
Terrence Shannon.
Delusional. I mean, Terrence Shannon playing great. Yeah, we'll have to play UConn if we beat Iowa State. So, like, visions of a national title are slim, but I like the run.
Iowa State's damn good, too. Good Sweet 16 matchups here, for real.
Yeah, you could see a lot of these teams moving on to the Final Four, a lot of them.
Really?
Virtually all of them, really.
Mm-hmm. It's the Mung and Ass St. Louis Acura. Mung and Ass Burkhardt, 7 o'clock hour. Go online at stlouisacura.com and altontoyota.com and work with Jamie Burkhardt, Clayton Patterson. Peter Mung and Ass, if you are looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle to buy or to lease, and if you need to get your car serviced, get it serviced with Ryan Seiberg in the service department at Mung and Ass St. Louis Acura and Mung and Ass Burkhardt, Alton Toyota. It's Mung and Ass with a secret phone number that takes you straight to the people in charge. For our listeners, 314-252-0029. It's Mung and Ass St. Louis Acura and Mung and Ass Burkhardt, Alton Toyota online at stlouisacura.com and altontoyota.com. Jackson, tell people about Mark Hanna. He's with Evergreen Wealth Strategies. Do it, yeah.
He is, and he's my financial advisor. I know he's worked with Doug. He's given Iggy some great advice. He's worked with Prod Joe. Works with a number of our listeners. We all say the same thing. he has a ton of financial wisdom. That's obvious. You know, you hear him on Wednesdays when we have Jeremy Rutherford on. You can tell that this guy not only has a great head of hair and a great beard, but he knows what he's talking about when it comes to finances. But the way he communicates his message to his clients that set him apart, I know if I have to call him and change up my plan because life has changed or something needs to get changed up with my plan, I can get on the phone with Mark Hanna. I'll feel better getting off the phone than when I got on it. And to me, that's worth everything. You need somebody in your corner, and I highly recommend using the great Mark Hanna. I love working with him. I think you're really going to love working with him as well.
314-889-0503 or go online at evergreenstl.com. Doug, would you like to tell the people about Schaefer Door Company, sponsor of our 9 o'clock hour here on The Morning After?
Well, there's nothing more annoying than having a garage door that won't go up. And that's happened to me a few times. And you go, what'll I do? What will I do? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You call Schaefer Door Company, and they'll get right out there and get you taken care of. It's what they've done for many years now. And they're just experts at it. Even if your door still goes up, and mine is going up now, there's still times when it rattles around and you think, well, the whole door is going to fall apart. What'll I do now? Well, the same thing. You go to Schaefer Door Company, and they'll get you taken care of. They have expert technicians who come out, got guys who've been with the company for a long, long time. They know what they're doing, as you would expect, and they'll get you taken care of. It's SchaeferDoor.com. They also, Tim, I don't have the phone number there. I don't. Have you got their phone number and their website there? I can't call it up.
SchaeferDoor.com.
Yeah.
And I will go get the phone number.
Okay, well, I don't know that we necessarily have the phone number. Schaefer.com is a website that you're going to want to remember. They've been out to a number of people's houses that I've spoken to, and everyone has just great things to say about Schaefer, and you will too, so give them a shout. A lot of times things will happen over the weekend, and you'll say, well, am I even going to get my car out of the garage on a Monday morning? Well, Schaefer Door Company keeps people right there on staff on Monday morning for emergency service to get you taken care of. So any problem at all you have with your garage door, remember that. Schaefer Door Company at SchaeferDoor.com.
That's right, SchaeferDoor.com. And you can call or text 636-782-3608. That number is also specific for our audience, 636-782-3608. Schaefer Door is a Clopay Master authorized dealer. You're welcome to get involved in the program anytime you would like. Callier and Thompson, phone line 636-900-4TMA. You can text into the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox 314-881-TMA5 and email in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, and be a friend of the feather. Let's see. Mad Props Plowsy, you are right. Attended Birds game yesterday. Lynn is awful. Goldie couldn't give two Fs. They have no chance at winning 88 games. Zero. That's from the 618.
Well, I wouldn't thank me. I mean, just thank the Moselock and management. And, I mean, that's not me. I just know Lance Lynn was okay 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Another back-to-back compliments for you, Plowhawk, from Shrimply Pebbles. Now, I thought Shrimply Pebbles left the show twice last week.
He's threatened to do as
he
much.
He leaves a lot, yeah.
Darren is the GOAT. How about that?
Yeah.
He has exactly two correct takes in this decade on this show and leveraged it into success. He's the Matt Carpenter salsa of the program, and I love him. That's from Shrimply Pibbles.
How'd that feel?
I don't care. I thought it was funny. I mean, some of these things are funny. If you're not going like personal attacks and like...
No, he was
yeah, that's
giving
funny.
You plaudits.
Yeah, but that's funny.
Sniffing holes. Back to his, he said, guys, Illinois fans are delusional. He said, one Sweet 16 since 2005, no natties, and they think they're a Kentucky or Duke. That's from Sniffing Holes. I personally don't get that sense about Illinois fans.
I'd like to meet the one that think. If we're anything, we're the exact opposite.
Yeah,
we hate our team. Look at my freaking post from like 2 weeks ago. I said the team's out in the round of 32. Like we're more... We're used to upsetting defeats and like.
Yeah, I think Illinois fans like kind of expect disaster at this point because of it. I don't know. I don't sense that, but I mean.
We only bring up 05 because it was so close and we know how hard it is to get there. And that team was cheating. Nonetheless, like, we were so. That's why we, like, the Bears fans bring up the 1985 team. That's the last time they were relevant. You know what I mean? Like.
There is nothing delusional about having the number one offense in the country. Kick rocks, guy. That was directed to Sniffing Holes.
Two absolute bangers from the Strode Band to start the day. First with the banging of the Bachelor or Bachelorette's Papa, then with, quote, shipping out to Boston, unquote, as the theme song for Games in Checks Notes Buffalo. Perfect. That's from Brian Hench and Doug, and he's been covering everything in Indianapolis.
Well,
I didn't say Buffalo. Doug did.
You shuffle off to Buffalo.
Yeah, but then it's not the name of the song.
No, but that's a different thing.
I think it's skipping off to Boston or shipping off to Boston something.
All right.
But it's not shuffling off to Buffalo.
That's a different phrase.
Yes, it is.
Todd Reising is not happy with me. Balloon party. I went to Mizzou, but I'm not an anti-KU person. TMA. Bill Self shouldn't have been this honest about his season 2 years after he won the national championship. I don't know what that means, but I support Todd Reising and just in general. See, Larry Thornton. Illinois fans are great. I'd brag, shout my final score fours too if we had any. Those are just jealous Mizzou fans. That's from Larry Thornton. How about that?
Yeah. Well, Plowsy, I don't think you're alone being an Illinois fan thinking your team is snake-bitten. Most teams exit the NCAA tournament heartbroken.
And everybody
67 teams leave thinking, oh, we can never win the darn thing.
And most of the teams who exit that way go, man, we just played a team that was poorly seeded. You know, like I give excuses all the time for Illinois. And we haven't had terrible heartbreaking loss, but the anticipation of at least making a Sweet 16 with the teams we've had. We've had a couple NBA guys previous to this. Just but not getting it done.
You're always playing another good team.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Almost any team in the tournament is capable of beating any other if they get hot from the 3-point line.
Yeah. The tournament's
a
beast, man.
Stuff happens. It happens to everybody.
So I can look forward to maybe an Elite Eight appearance, letting this thing ride as long as possible. We're in the dull days of sports.
Go up against the defending national champion. This is not the dull day of thinking. This is the dull days of sports.
I can't watch spring training. I guess the Blues are competitive, but I don't have Bailey's. So for me, I don't have much to watch outside of the tournament.
This is one of the best times of the year for my money. But either way, to each their own. You know, Doug, some people like some things, and some people don't like other things.
Even if you get to the Elite Eight and you'll get beat by a 3-pointer, you go, we can never make the Final Four. It'll be the other teams that get beat in the Elite Eight.
I'm already satisfied with
But you won't be if you think you got a chance to win and something happens.
I'll be more pissed that if midnight my team lost and I have to wake up in 4 hours.
Oh,
I think that's what I'm thinking about most. But yeah, I'll be disappointed, but I don't think I'll be like, this season sucked.
Check the score at the Blues game, because they may be down 20 or 30 or up 20 or 30, and you no need to watch.
Mm-mm. Nope. I'm keeping
it a
secret.
What'd you just put in your mouth?
Oatmeal cream pie.
What kind of pie?
Oatmeal cream.
Oh.
I brought some pineapple upside down cake in the kitchen if anybody wants any.
Upside down cake.
No plates, but
you just flip it? Is that how it becomes upside down? You just flip it over there.
Yeah, all the toppings go on the bottom of the cake, and then once it's cooked, you turn it over. All the pineapples.
What's the purpose of that?
Because it cooks better from the bottom. Yeah, if you put the pineapples on top, it's not going to cook.
Okay.
I will never understand being so miserable about another team's success. I have friends that are ILL. I'm happy for them. I think they might cut down the nets in April. Larry Thornton. Doug, this Larry Thornton is an olive branch guy.
God, he really is.
Great.
Having a very pleasant day.
Yeah, if they played a little earlier, I would stay up and be cheering for Illinois on Thursday night. But I don't know what I would stay up for on Thursday night till 11:30. But I would get up and watch it and do what the Plowhawk is going to do, which is go to the Blues game, turn off your phone. I don't know if you're going to be able to pull that off, Plowhawk.
I got to.
And then go home and then watch it live, but on a delay. Is that essentially what you're going to do? You'll start from the beginning of the game?
Yeah, so I'll have it.
You're going to be bushed on Friday morning, Jack.
I think it'll be worth it, though. All-inclusive, I'll get a little saucy. I'll make sure Madison holds the phone, and it's off, so she can have control of that. And I think the hard part is the TV access in those.
Yeah, you know, the game might be on in the suite.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to avoid. Jackson, it's going to be the most difficult task
brutal.
On the planet.
That's brutal.
And I may have to look at Madison and go, we're leaving.
Well, dude, lot of it could be you're, like, walking through the concourse
and
you overhear. You overhear someone be like, oh, Illinois
is
down 15.
That's what I'm saying. I know you would have the discipline to do it because I do it with Blues playoff games that start at, like, 9 o'clock, and then I get up at 5 and I watch it without looking at my phone. But the issue is you're going to be in a public arena with 18,000 people, many of whom will be watching it.
Yeah.
That's the issue. And you're going to be in a suite.
I think the suite will have the Blues game on, though. The suite won't be showing the basketball.
Oh, I guarantee they'll have basketball.
Oh, I bet they won't. Sure.
I've had the suite turn on NBA playoff games before, so anything is possible. Shout out Kevin Garnett.
Well, you would have to have them come in and turn the channel.
Puck drop is at 7. If I stay two periods, it's about 8:40. Hadn't even tipped off yet.
You're going to miss the third period?
Only two
during
periods
during the playoff run?
Yeah. I mean, on a Thursday, anticipation, I got to have my snacks ready. I got to have a couple joints ready. I got to get the dogs outside and get my clothes set onto the tank lid. So right when I get to watch the game, I can just immediately brush my teeth and go to bed afterwards. So it's a lot of prep going into watching the game.
Why don't you take a nap?
Leaving about 8:30.
Take a nap Thursday afternoon.
I can't do that. I can't nap. I think my whole thing will be thrown off. I don't like doing that.
But this
is
a special evening for you.
And I'll grind through Friday. I'll be either excited or disappointed nonetheless. You know, it's a Friday. Just knock that day out and I'll be able to sleep on the weekend.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hey, Tim, 10 years sober today. Want to bang out my wife with me? If Tapawingi gets rained out, I'll meet you at the house with Olive and Oakbergies. Oh. Hale took a ride yesterday. That's from the recovering alcoholic from Belleville and Webster Groves, Doug, celebrating 10 years sober by Olive and Oakbergers and me having sex with his wife.
What was the last sentence?
But I'd be getting sloppy seconds from Jackson?
Oh. We said Hale's going to go too?
Not the case.
He got there yesterday, is what it said.
He had a small little soiree to celebrate 10 years sober, and, you know, congratulations to the recovering alcoholic.
That's awesome.
Love that human being. So I just paid my respects yesterday, but I did no writing.
You went to his house?
I just stopped by.
That's going to his house.
That's an affirmative, Doug.
I wanted to show some love, you know. He's done great by me, and he's a wonderful gentleman.
You guys hit the links often.
We do. And, you know,
and he looks like P. Reed.
He does. He does. He dresses like P. Reed when he's out
but
there.
But he doesn't move the ball like P. Reed.
No. I think
I'm talking about when the ball's on the ground, not in the air.
Yeah. I think he wishes he had some of the P. Reed moves in his bag. But 10 years sober, nothing to sneeze at. So shout out to the recovering alcoholic.
Amen. Tip of the cap. And I guess I'll be over there today.
Olive and Oak Burgers, just alone.
I'd prefer to enjoy the burger post-coitus.
Would you really?
I think everybody would be better off if that's
treat yourself.
The case.
Yeah, especially if she's going after your hole.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Lube it up.
Jackson, will you come over to my house? I don't know what that means, but it's from Mr. Siders. And that's your opponent in the Jennings Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship.
That's right.
He's very critical about your 7 irons distance.
I'm about to find out is what he's about to do.
Oh, damn.
Oh, God.
We're like a month and a couple days away, Doug.
Yeah, it's time to pay the Pied Piper.
I played on Sunday.
Oh, how was your ball striking?
I saw two events I never have seen in person, but I have seen on videos. I played okay. I got to say, our tee time was at 7:36 Sunday morning.
Yeah, it'd be colder than that.
I was cold. I had to leave after 9. I had a dog issue. He's having a leg issue, and Madison had to leave the house. So I couldn't play all 18. Nonetheless, on the third hole, one of my buddies actually hit his ball, and it sliced in half.
Like the ball sliced in half?
The ball, like, broke and sliced in half. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No.
It was cold, by the way. Cold as hell. The next hole, it was a par 3, so this is hole 2. So I guess, that hole 3 is we're on hole 4 at Riverside. Just a nice little 160 par 3. There's water in front about 40 yards up. My buddy gets a 7-iron out and hits it, and his club head flies off the shaft.
What kind of equipment are you using?
This is back-to-back holes. Again, I shot okay. 3-putted a par 3, which was super demoralizing, but it was fun to get out there. Can't wait for it to be a little warmer. But it got me thinking about playing re-seeing in the fan pin. And
it sounds
really
like
excited.
It was a dangerous round with balls flying in half and club heads flying everywhere.
It was a lot of fun. I had a great time, but I could not believe how cold it was at 7:30. It was impressively cold.
Not saying that you're not telling the truth, but it's virtually impossible to cut a ball in half.
And, like,
you can barely do it with a chainsaw.
I'm not saying, like, I'm not talking about perfectly in half, but it, like, broke and, like, half of the ball, like, flew off. So it was, like, ripped. Like, it's hard to explain. Half the people aren't watching YouTube, and I'm still not making a good enough
motion. But those are nice hands motions
you're
making.
But, like, when he hit it, nice the move. Club hit it and, like, dented it and then, like, ripped half of the ball, like, that.
Must have been a really lousy golf
ball. Yeah, and I'm really cold as well, so that had a lot to do. But it wasn't, like, exactly in half.
Yeah.
But it just, it looked like it was in half.
In all my years playing at the Log, St. Louis and OW, I have never seen a ball slice in half. That's from Mr. Licks.
You've never played any of those courses. But...
And I imagine the ball was like a McGregor, because it looked so old. My buddy who doesn't play that much, I love the guy. He's great. But yeah, it would just
probably like a 50-year-old golf ball.
It was
ball
so
that already had a cut
had
in it.
Had to have been. Yeah, it was one of the funniest things ever.
So, what's the ruling on that?
We allowed him to re-hit
from
the same position.
Yeah, I wonder what the USGA ruling would be on that if that happened.
Which half of the ball do you play for the rest of the hole?
One of my buddies was questioning whether he takes the one half as it lies. You take the furthest half. I'm like, there's no way that can be the rule. So just re-hit from your original lie.
I would think, yeah. Well, there's got to be a penalty in there somewhere,
and then,
too.
Literally, the next hole, the 7-iron.
The club fell off. In the water?
Like, it went from the shaft into the water.
Did he get it back?
Shaft.
Did he get it back? Did he go in the water to get it?
Oh, God, no. That water had to be 35 degrees.
Oh, probably alligators everywhere, too.
No, I don't think so.
Turtles.
Hey, how about this deal right now at Glenn Betts Jewelers? 15% off. When you let them know you are a TMA listener. That's right, 15% off. So if you're thinking about getting engaged, or if you get thinking about Mother's Day, or you're thinking about a birthday, an anniversary, whatever the case might be, go to Glenn Betts Jewelers. And how about this? Get a gift just because. Unexpected gift guaranteed to brighten her day and put a smile on her face. The unexpected gestures that often mean the most. Just because gifts are a way to express gratitude and appreciation for the special people in our lives. It's a meaningful way to say thank you for being there without needing a specific reason. It's Glenn Betts Jewelers online at glennbettsjewelers.com. They are located on Manchester and DePere, about a mile east of the I-270 and Manchester exit. And let them know you're a TMA listener and you get 15% off. 15% off. It's Glenn Betts Jewelers. Jackson, why don't you tell me about Circa?
I'd be happy to, Tim. The world's largest sports book in Las Vegas is now in Illinois. That's right. So if you live here in St. Louis, Missouri, you just make the short drive across the river. Or if you're already in Illinois, you sign up for the Circa Sports app because it's sports betting the way it should be. Big app bets, high betting limits, tight money line splits, and the best customer service around. And we got tournament action left and right coming up this coming weekend. Sweet 16 action. Who do you like? Maybe you like a long shot like NC State taking on Marquette and Shaka Smart. Maybe you want to bet on ILL making a real run here. Either way, you can do so on the Circa Sports app, which is now available in Illinois. Visit CircaSports.com for more details and get ready to start betting like a pro. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER, or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Doug, you wanted to hear from Big Al today? Well, you got it.
Oh,
on the Callier
wonderful.
And Thompson phone line, 636-9004-TMA. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Big Al.
Hello, Al. Al? Al?
Doug?
Big Al. Al?
Doug, is my nurse? Has anybody seen
her? He's not
She's
there.
She's beautiful. She's a beautiful
Al.
Nurse.
Definitely not there.
Jackson, are you sure you weren't duped?
Oh, I'm positive.
Oh, it looks like I have a text from Big Al, so I guess let's see what he says.
He's calling back in. I'll put him on hold again. You want to try one more time, Paul?
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Oh, it's all right. A little soft reboot here.
You like that soft
reboot? I don't mind it.
Good morning, Big Al.
He's not there again.
Hello?
Yeah, there he is. Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Al, we hear you. Al! Not there. Oh.
I think we don't take the third stab at it. But it's good to hear him.
I heard his voice.
Jackson, did you have a conversation with him?
I did. I even talked to him. Sounded clear as day.
I don't think he could hear us.
We'll take that as, you know, we'll work on that. That's on us.
Mm-hmm.
Is the phone in audition?
Yeah, we're all good.
Fair question.
Well, this is new technology. Taking calls on a radio show hasn't just been around forever.
I don't know what the deal is with that.
No, I don't. Well, he probably had something very important to say.
You're talking about the note?
He was calling in to congratulate recovering alcoholic on 10 years sobriety.
Oh.
God bless.
Okay. All right. Well, we got that out there anyway, then.
So I'm going to be over there today, and then I'm going to have Olive and Oak burgers. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Be a fun way to celebrate.
Pale's already been there.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I gotta block that out.
Mm-hmm. When was your birthday again, Jackson?
My birthday was March the 13th.
I saw a tweet or Instagram yesterday where you were wearing some pearl necklaces.
Oh, my goodness.
What in God's name?
There's a couple
Jackson,
of
Jackson, are you dressing up like Barbara Billingsley?
A couple of Emmys on the table. You're with a young girl, and Learn said, happy birthday, buddy.
Young girl. Young girl. My girlfriend.
Was that recent, or is that a post from?
That was, I posted yesterday, yeah. It wasn't necessarily a pearl necklace as much as it was beads. My mom threw a little birthday party for me.
Oh.
This was two Sundays, or Sunday ago, whatever the Oscars were. And it was both an Oscars party and my birthday dinner. So there were some beads out. My mom likes to get festive around the Oscars. So there was some statuettes, some beads. So I would not call it necessarily a pearl necklace.
So that was from a while ago. I just happened to see it yesterday.
No, I mean, I posted it yesterday.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious.
A little photo dump.
What is it with you and pearl necklaces?
I don't necessarily wear one, but I don't judge those who do. Jock Peterson wears one. But
Jock Peterson wears a pearl necklace?
Uh-huh. No. And they're in style. KJ Notown wears a pearl necklace sometimes. But no, those were just beads.
Okay.
No, good picture.
I'm in me undies.
Yeah, the pearl necklace talk is good.
Well, in 2021, Jack Peterson was wearing a pearl necklace. Doug, your thoughts?
Isn't that for women?
Not really.
It isn't?
Anybody down for a pearly?
I thought it was.
Yeah. It always has been.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
6-4-6. Holy hell, the Strode Man cometh. What a start to the week. That's from Brian Henschen. Doug, 6-for-6. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Big L's phone call was very sus. You like that? That's from Taint McRae.
Suspect?
I think so. Hey, guys, I'll be paying Bethpage Black next weekend. Anyone know where I can get a nice hoagie nearby? That's from Shrimply Pibbles.
You know what the problem with playing at 7:36 in the morning is? No brats, no burgers.
They didn't have anything for you?
I mean, you have breakfast sandwiches, but I don't really want that. So that was tough to deal with.
Well, not many people eat brats at 7:30.
Why did you decide to play at such a horrible hour?
I didn't pick the time. And again,
Reef?
No, my buddy Nick. He's a good people.
Nick the Quick, they call him.
Yeah, he helped with the engagement. Him and his wife are awesome. That's who we're going to the Blue game with. So, but I had things to do that afternoon, but the dog kind of hindered all of that. But so I wanted to get it out of the way early. Wanted to get my first a couple rounds in, like I said before, the fan pin.
Well, sure you did.
So I'm glad I went out there, loosened up, got everything. You know, got the bag packed for the year, all the balls and whatnot. Got my three gloves. So yeah, it was good to get out. But yeah, it wasn't my choosing.
No.
But I didn't have many options that morning either. So
you got those golf shoes underneath the table there?
I do. Yeah. I forgot these, so I had to wear I don't know. They're like all-purpose shoes. Like, they do have a little bit of grip. So it wasn't like the best.
How are you hitting them, long and straight?
Yeah. How's your ball
off the driving? 100 and in went pretty bad. But again, you're playing on, the grass isn't fully up yet.
Playing off the hard pan? Doug, you like that term, hard pan?
Yeah, I didn't move it off of any dirt patches. And I made sure to play it as it lied, similar to what the fan pin will be. So, there's just some bad lies and some miss hits and... So off the drive and 3-wood was perfect.
Well, it's probably hard to concentrate when you got balls slicing in half and clubs coming apart.
That was the most entertaining 9 I've ever played just for that reason. And we're so cold. So we're all drinking coffee out of this same big mug that Jim, I love Jim, brought a camo mug full of coffee. Nice. So we're all just chugging it and having fun.
This segment, Iggy discusses a Hubbard employee's private social media post, is brought to you by The Bachelor, Incest Edition. That's from KG in O-Town.
Sorry, I asked Jackson about a picture that he posted that everybody could see.
In fairness, I am public on IG, so.
You are a public figure?
No, I just don't set it to private. I would, but there's like stuff where you have to be tagged and stuff, and that can't be private in that sense.
Nice.
Otherwise, I would go private.
Okay.
Boy, Steven Time is really up on this pearl necklace thing. Wearing a pearl necklace is baby girl. If you wear a pearl necklace, you like topping. Wearing a pearl necklace just screams peg me. Wear a pearl necklace. Tell me you live south of 44 without telling me you live south of 44. Mm. That's from Steven Time.
I can't be. I did not. I was not wearing. These were beads. They were like a dollar a piece, probably, if that. These were just beads. They happen to be white.
Dawson's Creek.
Somebody on the text line said to play it. I said, all right. See, I forgot actually what it was. It wasn't as emotional of a segment as I
no,
wanted it to be.
No, could have been, though.
Big Al's texting in that he's on a hole.
Let's give him one more shot. Let's give him one more try. He's been a loyal listener for many years and a faithful caller. Hello, Al.
I can hear Casey music, but you can hear me. So here's what's going on. Everybody, I love you. And alcoholic, happy 10 years. Hey, Plowsy, I can't hear you, but did you get that club from Lion Dan?
I know.
I
was
my club today. Doug, you're a sexy you-know-what. So everything's good with me. I got my last treatment from cancer. I'm cancer-free, and I'm going to play some golf here shortly after I get my shot in my back, which is why I'm up early. So you guys have a good show. Fan Pin Idiots, I love you guys, and take care. God bless. God, Casey's got some good music.
Oh, there it is.
I love Big Al.
It's kind of like a quick hitter.
Just an update.
He couldn't hear us, so he's like, I'm just going to deliver a speech.
Yeah, it's great that he's cancer-free because he was in rough shape there for a while. He got it figured out.
Love that guy. Regardless of what you think about him, he's great on air. Mm-hmm. He moved the needle, and he's a great guy in person. Love that dude. And he wears some baller jerseys.
South of 44 is more like puka shell necklace energy. That's from Mr. Licks. Don't you ever wear a puka shell necklace?
I can't say that I have, or a pearl necklace.
I wore puka shells back in the day.
Brown skin glistening in the sun.
Everybody wore pukas. Yeah. I mean, every single person wore puka shell back then.
I never wore a puka shell.
I mean, my age group for sure. Like, when you were in late middle school, eighth grade, going into high school, puka all day.
Oh.
You had your
middle school. We're talking middle school fashion.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well.
Oh, man.
Some people like things. Some people don't like other things.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, man.
Can you text me when Big Al hangs up? That's from the 217. He's on for 20 seconds.
I mean, not even 20 seconds, right?
Hey, Steven Time, use a pearl necklace to suffocate yourself. That's from Scissor Me Timbers. God, I want to bang that Joey Potter. I don't care how tall she is. That's from the recovering alcoholic.
Now, who is Joey Potter?
Joey Potter, I believe, was a character on Dawson's Creek. Was that Katie Holmes' character?
I don't know.
Was it?
Yep.
And she's tall.
Okay.
I'm rewatching The O.C. You ever seen that?
No.
Was it with, God, who was in that? Misha Barton?
Misha Barton,
Misha Barton.
I remember her, yeah.
So I guess, like, the show has, like, a lot of seasons. I'm in season one, episode like 27. It's really dying off for me. I need it to be a little bit more spicy because I heard it was a very popular show, something I didn't watch that didn't have cable at the time.
I might make I've Been Rewatching the OC as the segment title. Such an amazing drop-in.
And it was so, like, the first 5-7 episodes was so amazing, but now, like, the mom and banging one of the students who used to date her daughter.
Amanda Clark?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I just didn't know if that actually happened in high school. Like, all that stuff that happens. Similar to Dawson's Creek and, kind of based off of the TV
show. Well, apparently it has happened. We've seen a few things in the news where teachers have gotten caught up having an affair with students. I don't think it's very common.
But the OC, man, they know how to do that show right. But, yeah, it kind of tailed off for me. I didn't know if anybody's watching it or they're interested in watching it again.
Well, that kind of hit us out of the blue. We're not prepared for this discussion.
We were kind of talking about show characters from the late 90s, early 2000s. Okay. OC was super popular at that time, and Misha Barton was one of the characters that came to mind. I was watching the OC.
Is she still active in the industry? I've seen her.
I do not believe so. I think she had some issues with alcohol there at a younger age, and I think she kind of focused on family and friends.
Oh.
Morning, Mr. Licks. 1,000% shopped at the Gap and Aeropostale. Is that how you pronounced it? At South County Mall back in the day when he was just getting started in the using a relative's credit card as his cash cow for buying stuff game. That's from Carlos Spicy Wiener. And someday he might be going into the Hall of Fame.
He very well could be. I never had a relative's credit card I could use or a parent's. Nothing.
I definitely didn't.
No, that wasn't a thing. That was definitely not a thing.
All right, we'll close out the Munganass St. Louis Acura, Munganass Burkhardt, Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour on the other side of our break. We have the results of the Munganass Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown, and then we will have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today coming your way at approximately 9:45. Jackson and I head down the hallway at 10 o'clock. Don't worry, it's going to be fine. Okay. Jackson, tell Doug what's coming up.
We can wrap up.
Oh, gosh.
Which actually that? Is... You can wrap up a good weekend. How about that?
And Jeremy Rutherford, right?
Yeah, JR at 10:45.
Okay.
And you said this is the biggest game of the year for the Blues.
I think it is.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a nice little program.
Yeah. But
that's more like looking ahead to tonight rather than wrapping up a weekend.
We get you ready.
Right. Well, we recap what happened in Minnesota. I call it the Twin Cities. And then we preview what's going to happen tonight against VGK.
Yep, think about
that. Gotcha. Okay. So you are on top of this.
Yeah, as someone who's been a newsman like you, Doug, it's surprising to me that you're like having to relearn all these basic principles.
I just like the phrase newsman.
I do like that. Newsman.
Tenured newsman.
Design Air is the sponsor of that email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, online at DesignAirService.com. I don't know if you've peeked at the forecast for this weekend, but sweet mother of mercy, is it glorious, Doug. Here, I'll tell you what's going on.
Okay.
Because today, Hawks up, some rain. Yeah, not necessarily great. But Thursday, 65 degrees and sunny. Friday, 73 degrees and sunny. Saturday, 77 degrees and sunny. Sunday, 70 degrees and sunny. Monday, 74 degrees and sunny. How do you do?
I'm fine.
What a glorious forecast.
Yeah, that's perfect.
For this weekend. Mm-hmm. It's Design Air. Get that air conditioning checked out because here we go. We are in spring. And you know the temperatures will continue to increase. Get the air conditioning checked out. Make sure it's ready for the summer now at DesignAirService.com with Seth Goldkamp and his staff. Fourth generation Design Air Heating and Cooling. That's what Seth is. No upselling. Doug's a client. I'm a client. Iggy's a client as well. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling, official HVAC provider of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show podcast. DesignAirService.com is where you go. We close out the Munganess St. Louis Acura, Munganess Burkhardt, Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour. This is TMA, and it's presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.